Joining me on the March edition of Our Town, Mr. Chuck Trent with the Boys and Girls Club of Western Lane County. And he brought in a guest, but soon to be a probably a well-known name
yes.
in our community. Chuck, why don't you introduce this young man?
Yeah, let me introduce you to Josiah Pleasant. Josiah is our new executive director, actually chief executive officer. So he's going to be the CEO of the Boys and Girls Club. So we're going to be making a transition, and I'll be going back on the board. But Josiah, and we're really, really excited to have him, is moving down from Alaska to be the CEO of the Boys and Girls Club.
Pretty cool. Josiah, tell us a little bit about your background and what you were doing up there in Alaska.
Yeah, so, my background has been very focused in the area of community development. My first job getting out of the house, was blessed to engage in helping the marginalized, helping folks that are hardworking folks trying to make a difference with their families, but don't have some of the same resources that a lot of us have been blessed with. And so that shaped my journey both internationally and domestically. Past couple of years, I have been up in Alaska. When I'm stateside, I'm a Pacific Northwesterner at heart. And so Oregon feels just as much home as Washington or Alaska does. And so excited to, in a sense, be back in my roots. The opportunity to serve with Boys and Girls Club is built off of some really neat opportunities that I've had, community development and economic development, both with nonprofits, couple of businesses that I've had the opportunity to both start and lead, and also in academia. So I've been able to teach for a number of years with university, and love the opportunity to download some of the real-life pragmatic opportunities that I've had and bring those to the classroom. So with the Boys and Girls Club, for me, this is an opportunity to step forward and bless this community and work with this community in a dynamic way. As so many people know, Chuck and the existing board of the Boys and Girls Club have worked tirelessly to build what I believe is a top-notch nonprofit organization in this community. So I'm getting to step in on top of a foundation that's already built, an organization that's doing well. I'm looking forward to that. I'm excited for that. And in a sense, we're already rocking and rolling.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, for the last week, you've been moving back from Alaska. You spent the last few days here, but you were here before that. Did you get a chance to kind of look at everything and see how everything's set up?
Yeah, in terms of, I guess, Florence being a former lumber and fishing town and now more of a tourist town, it's a unique place, some beautiful sights. So it's been fun to see the coast. It's been fun to go up the Siuslaw a little bit. So it's a beautiful spot.
Now, Chuck, I'm sure you're excited probably for two reasons. One is someone else is going to do it other than you. And two, to have someone with as much background as Josiah is.
Oh, I tell you. So we are so fortunate. Josiah is really a humble young man. And that was one of the things that I was so impressed with when we were doing the initial interviews and going through all the interviews with the board. And we went through four rounds of interviews to get him to this place. But just a couple of things that I want to mention that just, again, just because he's so humble, he may not bring this up. But one is he has worked with a couple of different organizations working with foster kids that are aging out of the program to create job opportunity and housing. And that's where the economic development piece comes in. He's also an adjunct professor at Harding University and also with Northwestern as well. So this guy he's got the heart. He's got a servant's heart, which is so important. But he also has the soft skills and the academic piece that we're trying to make sure our kids in Florence have every opportunity to succeed in life and to do things that beyond their wildest imagination that, quite frankly, they might not have if we didn't have a Boys and Girls Club. And then the last piece I'll mention, and again, this was something that really attracted us to him. He actually has four trips in Alaska. He's a guide, fishing and hunting. He has four trips with Wounded Warriors. And why don't you say just a little bit about that? Because, again, I was just so impressed with the work that you're doing there.
And they're a great organization.
Yeah, they are.
I'm a simple guy, and I tell you what, getting out in nature, getting out in a place where I'm reminded of my place in the world, it's one of the healthiest things in the world for me. And obviously, here in Florence, a lot of people like to get out and see what the ocean looks like during a big storm or get up into the hills and hear an elk bugle, things like that. And a lot of us guys, it's a little bit harder to connect, maybe around a cup of coffee, around a table, but you get us out on a boat or you get us out in the mountains, and we can really talk about the things that are most important and really work through things that we really care about. And so that's been a piece of my life for many, many years, but been blessed to get out in some beautiful country and really share my life and the journey that I've been on with other people in a purposeful way. So always look forward to that every year, and grateful that I get to do that this year as well.
Now, Josiah, you were in town when we did the radio bingo with Coast Insurance, and of course, some benefit to the Boys and Girls Club. I know that Gene Murphy over there wrote you guys a check, but you guys also had some donations come in while we were playing, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. You want to go ahead and talk about that, Josiah?
Yeah, you know, it's a interesting thing this season that we've been in with COVID and the FaceTime that we want to have with people to share the amazing things that are taking place with the Boys and Girls Club. And truly, we've been doubling down work-wise at the Boys and Girls Club. But a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people haven't seen that. And it was neat having an opportunity to get out with our community in person. You know, we've got our masks on, but they're still seeing us walking around. And it was a warm welcome. In a sense, it was a welcome back for some people, although it's not a welcome
back
for us. We
That's right.
It, so.
Well, it was so much fun. And Gene Murphy, Coast Insurance, KCST, and the Kiwanis all were part of the radio bingo. And we just absolutely had a ball out there. So the Boys and Girls Club was out there to do hot dogs and popcorn and soda and that kind of thing. But the reason we were really out there is because we want to reconnect with the community, and we miss everybody. And it was just so fantastic to see, as everybody was having a good time. All of a sudden, you know, you guys, George and Wayne, had mentioned Boys and Girls Club, and, you know, people could make a donation. And all of a sudden, flags started going up, and people kept coming, calling us to come to their car to pick up a donation.
Very nice.
And you hear me talk about this all the time, and I've certainly, Josiah and I've spent a lot of time around this. I'm a firm believer it doesn't take a village to support our kids. It takes an army. And on that Saturday for the drive-in bingo, we had an army. It was just absolutely incredible and a ton of fun.
Yeah, well, we sure do. Wayne and I had a great time out there, too. But Josiah, congratulations on being the CEO, right, of the Boys and Girls Club of Western Lane County. We're glad to have you in the community with us now. Chuck, thank you so much for the tireless work that you and the board do over there. And we hope to hear more good things coming up. And I'm sure as summer approaches, if things get some little bit of normalcy, maybe Sam will do the flying club again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we're counting on it. We're planning on doing that again in August. That's our premier event. That's the one that I personally just have the most affection for of all of our programs.
It's
a blast. Just amazing. Yeah. So we're planning on doing that. I'm going to be involved with that, but Josiah will be leading it. I'll just be able to enjoy it.
There you go. Well, thank you both for being here. Josiah, Chuck, appreciate your time.
Okay, George, thank you.
Coming up next, Sam Johnson, head football coach for Sayuslaw Vikings, talk about COVID and the new season.